Hello everybody, this is Osho Radio. Today the program is about light and darkness, life and death, inside and outside. We are going to play music that is going together with the discourse of today. It is beautiful music to enter into the feeling of the discourse and might even invite you to sing along. Just let yourself go with the flow of the program. Relax and enjoy the beautiful music of Osho Radio.
Легко плывут облака, сосна слышна. Закрой глаза.
Discourse today is from the series Beyond Enlightenment, number 28. Osho is talking about life and about death, about living and dying, and how the two are always there together, going hand in hand. If you learn how to live, how to celebrate life, Osho says, you will understand death also.
Thank you. You said recently that most of humanity is vegetating rather than living. Please explain to us the art of living so that death may also become a celebration.
Life must be a seeking, not a desire, but a search. Not an ambition to become this, to become that, a president of a country or a prime minister of a country, but a search to find who am I. It is very strange that people who don't know who they are trying to become somebody. They don't even know who they are right now. They are unacquainted with their being, but they have a goal of becoming. Becoming is the disease of the soul. Being is you. And to discover your being is the beginning of life. Then each moment is a new discovery. Each moment brings a new joy. A new mystery opens its doors. A new love starts growing in you. A new compassion that you have never felt for. A new sensitivity about beauty, about goodness. You become so sensitive that even the smallest blade of grass takes an immense importance for you. Your sensitivity makes it clear to you that this small blade of grass is as much important to existence as the biggest star. Without this blade of grass, existence will be less than it is. And this small blade of grass is unique. It is irreplaceable. It has its own individuality. And this sensitivity will create new friendships for you. Friendships with trees, with birds, with animals, with mountains, with rivers, with oceans, with stars. Life becomes richer as love grows, as friendliness grows. In the life of Saint Francis, there is a beautiful incident. He is dying, and he has always traveled on a donkey from place to place. Sharing his experiences, all his disciples are gathered to listen for the last words. The last words of a man are always the most significant that he has ever uttered, because they contain the whole experience of his life. But what the disciples heard, they could not believe. Saint Francis did not address to the disciples. He addressed to the donkey. He said, "Brother, I am immensely indebted to you. You have been carrying me from one place to another place. Never a complaint, never grumbling. Before I leave this world, all that I want is a forgiveness from you. I have not been humane to you." These were the last words of Saint Francis. A tremendous sensitivity to say to the donkey, "Brother donkey," and asking him to be forgiven. As you become more sensitive, life becomes bigger. It is not a small pond, it becomes oceanic. It is not confined to you and your wife and your children. It is not confined at all. This whole existence becomes your family. And unless the whole existence is your family, you have not known what life is. Because no man is an island. We are all connected. We are a vast continent, joined in millions of ways. And if our hearts are not full of love with the whole, in the same proportion, our life is cut short. Meditation will bring you sensitivity, a great sense of belonging to the world. It is our world. The stars are ours, and we are not foreigners here. We belong intrinsically to existence. We are part of it. We are heart of it. Secondly, meditation will bring you a great silence, because all rubbish knowledge is gone. Thoughts that are part of the knowledge are gone too. An immense silence, and you are surprised that this silence is the only music there is. All music is an effort to bring this silence somehow into manifestation. The seers of the ancient East had been very emphatic upon the point that all the great arts, music, poetry, dance, painting, sculpture, they are all born out of meditation. They are an effort to bring the unknowable in some way into the world of the known. For those who are not ready for the pilgrimage, just gifts for those who are not ready to go for the pilgrimage. Perhaps a song may trigger a desire to go in the search of the source. Perhaps a statue, when next time you enter into a temple of Gautam Buddha or Mahavira, just sit silently, watch the statue, because the statue has been made in such a way, in such proportions, that if you watch it, you will fall silent. Because it is a statue of meditation. It is not concerned with Gautam Buddha or Mahavira. That's why all those statues look alike. Mahavira, Gautam Buddha, Neminath, Adinath, 24 Tirthankaras of Jainas. In the same temple you will find 24 statues, all alike, exactly alike. I used to ask my father in my childhood, that can you explain to me, is it possible 24 persons exactly alike, the same size, the same nose, the same face, the same body? And he used to say to me that, I don't know. I am always puzzled myself that there is not a bit of difference, and it is almost unheard of. There are not even two persons in the whole world who are alike. What to say about 24? But as my meditation blossoms, I have found the answer not from anybody else. I found the answer that these statues have nothing to do with the persons. These statues have to do something. What was happening inside those 24 persons, that was exactly the same. And we have not bothered about the outside. We have insisted that only the inner should be paid attention. The outer is unimportant. Somebody is young, somebody is old, somebody is black, somebody is white, somebody is man, somebody is woman. It does not matter. What matters that inside there is an ocean of silence. In that oceanic state, the body takes a certain posture. You have observed it yourself, but you have not been alert. When you are angry, have you observed your body takes a certain posture? In anger, you cannot keep your hands open. In anger, the fist. In anger, you cannot smile, can you? The body has to follow a certain posture with a certain emotion. Just small things are related deeply inside. So those statues are made in such a way that if you simply sit silently and watch, then close your eyes, and the negative shadow photograph enters into your body, and you start feeling something that you have not felt before. Those statues and temples were not built for worshipping. They were built for experiencing. They are scientific laboratories. They have nothing to do with religion. A certain secret science has been used for centuries for the coming generations to come in contact with the experiences of the older generations, not through books, not through words, but through something which goes deeper, through silence, through meditation, through peace. As your silence grows, your friendliness, your love grows, your life becomes a moment-to-moment dance, a joy, a celebration, a festival of lights, continuous. Only then you can grow up, you can blossom. Make small things transformed into celebration. For example, in Japan, they have tea ceremony. In every Zen monastery and in every person's house who can afford, they have a small temple for drinking tea. Now tea is no more an ordinary profane thing. They have transformed it into a celebration. The temple for the tea is made in a certain way, in a beautiful garden, with a beautiful pond, swans in the pond, flowers all around, guests come, they have to leave their shoes outside. It is a temple. And as you enter the temple, you cannot speak. You have to leave your thinking and thoughts and speech with the shoes outside. You sit down in a meditative posture, and the host, the lady who is preparing tea for you, her movements are so graceful, as if she is dancing. moving around, preparing tea, putting cups and saucers before you, as if you are gods, with such respect, she will bow down and you will receive it with the same respect. And then the tea is being prepared in a particular samovar which makes beautiful sounds, a music of its own, and it is part of the tea ceremony that everybody should listen first the music of the tea. So everybody is silent, listening, birds chirping outside in the garden, and the samovar, and the tea is creating its own song, and the peace surrounds. And when the tea is ready, and it is poured into everybody's cup, you are not just to drink it the way people are doing everywhere. First they will smell the aroma of the tea. They will sip the tea as if it has come from the beyond. They will take time. There is no hurry. Somebody may start playing on the flute or on the sitar. An ordinary thing, just tea, and they have made it a beautiful religious festival. And everybody comes out of it nourished, fresh, feeling younger, feeling juicier. And what can be done with tea can be done with everything. With your clothes, with your food. People are living almost in sleep. Otherwise, every fabric, every cloth has its own beauty, its own feel. If you are sensitive, then the cloth is not just to cover your body, then it is something of the expression of your individuality, something expressing your taste, your culture, your being. Everything that you do should be expressive of you. It should have signatures on it. Then life becomes a continuous celebration. Even if you fall sick and you are lying in the bed, you will make those moments lying in the bed moments of beauty and joy, moments of relaxation and rest, moments of meditation, moments of listening to music or to poetry. There is no need to be sad that you are sick. You should be happy that everybody is in the office and you are in your bed like a king relaxing. Somebody is preparing the tea for you. The samovar is singing a song. a friend has offered to come and play flute for you, which are more important than any medicine. When you are sick, call a doctor, but more important is call those who love you. Because there is no medicine more important than love. Call those who can create beauty, music, poetry around you. Because there is nothing like a mood of celebration that heals. Medicine is the lowest kind of treatment. But it seems we have forgotten everything. Just we have to depend on medicine and be grumpy and be sad as if you are missing some great joy that you were having in the office, you were miserable. Just one day off and you cling to misery too. You won't let it go. Make everything creative, the best out of the worst, and that's what I call the art. And if a man has lived his whole life making every moment and every phase a beauty, a love, a joy, naturally, his death is also going to be the ultimate peak of his whole life's endeavor, the last touches. His death is not going to be ugly as it is ordinarily happening every day to everyone. If the death is ugly, that means your whole life has been a wastage. The death should be a peaceful acceptance, a loving entry into the unknown, a joyful goodbye to the old friends, to the old world. There should not be any tragedy in it. Start with meditation and things will go on growing in you. Silence, serenity, blissfulness, sensitivity, and whatever comes out of meditation, try to bring it out in life, share it, because everything shared grows fast. And when you have reached to the point of death, you will know there is no death. You can say goodbye. There is no need for any tears of sadness. Maybe tears of joy, but not of sadness. Thank you.
have found a small meditation for you. Death is not going to happen in the end, Osho says. It is already happening. It is a process. Just as life is a process, death is a process. We create the now, but life and death are just like your two feet, your two legs. Life and death are both one process. You are dying every moment. Whenever you inhale, it is life, and whenever you exhale, it is death. So here's the meditation. For 15 minutes, exhale deeply. Sit in a chair or on the ground, exhale deeply, and while exhaling, close the eyes. When the air goes out, you go in. And then allow the body to inhale, and when the air goes in, open the eyes and you go out. It's just the opposite. When the air goes out, you go in. When the air goes in, you go out. When you exhale, space is created within, because breath is life. When you exhale deeply, you are vacant. Life has gone out. In a way, you are dead. For a moment, you are dead. In that silence of death, enter within. Air is moving out, you close your eyes and move within. The space is there and you can move easily. Within 15 minutes, you will feel deeply relaxed.
Thank you. to a new day, a new way. Dancing comes the new man, and so I sing.
Oh, show me celebration. Join the caravan, the Sarai of life. Oh, show me celebration. Join the caravan, the Sarai of love. Moving like white clouds into the light. 10,000 Buddhas are here tonight. Message from the rising sun. Forget all tomorrows, they never come. Oh, show celebration. Join the caravan, the Sarai of life. Oh, show celebration. Join the caravan, the Sarai of
this program, you are listening to Kirtan music from the ashram in Pune. Also, we played music by Atma Ravi, by Maniko Milarepa, and before and after the discourse, you heard music from the world of Osho, Samboni music. This was Osho Radio for today. We're going to finish with a song by Luca van Andriessen. Take care, and until the next time. Namaste.
This is a song of a rebel reaching for the sky, knowing why, knowing why, searching, knowing, always growing, knowing why, knowing why, he has to die. This is a song of a rebel living and loving today. Okay, come sing this song with me. The good things in life are free. Come sing to be no more, to be, to see and be loved. Come sing this song with me. The good things in life are free. Come sing to be no more, to be, to see and be loved, and be loved, and be loved. This is a song of a rebel reaching for the sky, knowing why, knowing why, he has to fly.